This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Doug Steffen from the Institute for Higher Learning. And the Institute for Singing.
From the institution.
Yes, thank you. I just have gotten out. I'm all set, ready to go. We should have, you and I should sing the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown. Can't you do that with me?
I've always wanted. That's one part of radio that I've never really done, and that is to be an accomplished jingle singer.
Uh-huh. I made up for it.
It's really funny how radio jingles are so absolutely suspension of disbelief. I mean, who are these people jumping in and going, WABC, you know, right, in the middle?
Radio Countdown!
Yeah, who talks like that? Who sings like that? And yet we accept it. It's such a silly part of radio tradition, and yet it is part of radio tradition. Jingles.
It is. Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, how about we had it? Wouldn't it be nice if the government had jingles? Here's President Don Trump!
That's not far from coming with the way government has become a reality show. I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump changed Hail to the Chief to something.
Hail to the Trumpster! Here
Hail
he comes.
Hail to the Don. Not Hail to the Donald. But no, life has become one gigantic reality show. And I came to the realization the other day, as I was looking through all my old emails from the various political committees that send out pleas for help and for money, even in the recount era, you know, we've got to make sure that our guy gets recounted, blah, blah, blah. There is this whole culture in American legitimate politics that appeal to people that are absolutely stupid. Because I get them. I guess they think I'm on the stupid list, or they just blast these emails out. They appeal to people who follow politics with the same mentality that some people watch soap operas and believe they're true. They, you know, Donald Trump is aggravated tonight. You know, or it appeals to the most base level of sensationalism and drama. And I realize there are millions of people in this country who are hanging on the edge of their seats on this dumb level of hysteria and sensationalism following this crap. Mm-hmm. And being manipulated by both sides.
Yeah,
it's both sides, and it's a shame.
This is my friend Uri Geller loves the word synchronicity, and our conversation is appropriate because for lots of different reasons. But I posted on my own Facebook page yesterday. I probably should put it on the DJV side too. The following from George Carlin: governments don't want an intelligent population because people who can think critically can't be ruled. They want a public just smart enough to pay taxes, listen to this, and dumb enough to keep voting and electing corrupt politicians.
It's true.
It is true.
Now it's a truth that we can't get around. We can't have everybody be above average, or there'd be no such thing as math. I mean, if everybody was above average, then what's the average? I mean, you know, it's like the saying, if you elect me, everybody in this country will live above the average cost of living, you know,
right,
income. You can't do that. The human bell curve is such that there are different strokes or different folks, different levels of accomplishment and intelligence. But it would be nice if we revamped the entire system where the bar was higher and our ethics were, shall we say, more ethical. That people didn't buy into the nonsense. And I think the thing that has marked this period of time more than any I can remember is the level of artificial hysteria that has been drummed up by both the government and its players and the media. And I think that that's the key to the problem of this period we're living in. Fake pretty hysteria.
Fake.
Everything's fake.
Yeah. Fake. Remember when you first learned about falsies?
Yes, that came to mind.
Well, I don't know. It came to my mind. It came to your mind.
You threw me a curve on that one.
Fake. Okay. Yes, I've never been the same once I learned that.
No, it spoiled everything when you were
ruined,
a kid.
Ruined everything. It was almost as big a letdown as finding out there was no Santa Claus when I was 17.
What?
That's right.
What did you just say?
Did I? Oh, my gosh. This is a family show. I've just gone and ruined a lot of children's lives.
The Easter Bunny, you'll be talking about him next.
No way. That's sacred.
Or her.
Or it.
Huh?
I've always wondered, I have to be honest with you, I've always wondered, what's the relationship between the Easter Bunny and eggs? I've never figured that one out. When I was a kid, I used to wonder, do bunnies lay eggs? And I never quite understood the connection.
You know what it is? The farmer in me will explain for you right now, all right?
Okay.
Doug Steffen, American family farmer. The little pellets, the little poop that comes out of the rabbit looks like eggs. They're smaller than eggs, but their poop looks just like an egg. It's a pellet. All right?
Then why don't we just create brightly colored pellets and be honest with children?
We probably should get to the list.
I think we've gone way off. Don't you wish this wasn't live and that we could just go back and do it over?
No, not at all. No. All right, the charts for the week of November 12th to the 16th. Michael Harris and the folks at Talkers Magazine are the ones responsible for doing the research, listening to the great talk radio programs and stations around the country for the top 10 stories and top 10 people. Have at it, Michael.
Okay, at number 10, we have the death of Marvel's comic legend Stan Lee, and we have National Football League action at 10. At number 9, Melania ousts Ricardel and the Avenatti domestic assault arrest. At number 8, the Amazon headquarters. At number 7, the New York Times Facebook story, and it's tied with those terrible California wildfires. At number 6, the release of Michelle Obama's book. At number 5, the House Democratic leadership battle. At number 4, the migrant caravan and illegal immigration. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the Florida recounts and Trump's voter fraud allegations. And number 1, the CNN White House lawsuit. On our people's survey, we have Stan Lee at 10, number 9, a tie between Jeff Bezos and Michael Avenatti. At number 8, Melania Trump and Mira Ricardel. At number 7, Michelle Obama. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Robert Mueller and Matthew Whitaker. At number 3, Rick Scott and Bill Nelson. At number 2, Jim Acosta. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right, we'll dig around in the story department with Michael Harrison in a matter of moments here on the countdown. Right now, I want to help you lose weight going into the holiday season. You're conscious already of how you look. Maybe you've had an interesting fall. You haven't been working out as much. You haven't been conscious about what you've been eating. And so now you already are against it. You're up against the wall because you've gained weight. And here comes Thanksgiving, then come the Christmas and holiday parties, then comes Christmas, then comes New Year's, and you're going to be a big fat tubby by the time this is all over if you don't take some precautionary steps that involve you going online to toploss.com, toploss.com, for the healthiest way. And it's not me who's saying this, although I've used the program and I find it to be a very beneficial way for you to lose weight and keep your weight where you want it. Healthy choice for weight loss number 1 in the list is Calitren, Calotren. Been around for 30 years, proven to promote healthy body image, healthy body muscle, weight loss that continues. Once you get on the program, stay on it for 3 or 4 months, you'll maintain the weight that you want once you get there. You're not going to have success overnight. It just won't, because anything that's good isn't going to happen overnight. Yeah, you can go to the lipo, get all the fat sucked out of your belly, and then 2 months later it comes back again. That's not how it works with Calitrin. With Calitrin, the number one ingredient is protein. The protein in collagen, which is why you build the muscle, lose the fat, and lose the weight. Okay? You want to stimulate your body the right way to produce more collagen and keep your body where it is, then you want Calitrin, and you get it at TopLoss.com. Use the DJV code. You'll get 10% off on all of the merchandise you buy. And if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Be sure to check the box for DJV to have the special deal and lose the weight. Get Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All right, let's get to the number one story for a moment here. The idea that CNN can sue the White House, Jim Acosta, number two on the people list this week, the suit's number one. I don't know who they're suing, do you? Who's getting sued, and what's the basis for the suit?
I think they're suing Trump, and I think they're suing...
Personally.
I think they're suing him and some of his associates. The basis of the suit is that it's a major infringement on First Amendment rights and freedom of the press.
Really?
And,
are you buying that, or do you... Trump says, He said, I could throw you all out. Well, you don't have a right to be here unless I want you to be here. I could see him doing that, too, can't you?
No.
I could see him closing the room.
If he closed the room, I could see him doing it.
Yeah.
I could see him doing it, but if he did it, I think that it would be a terrible step toward fascism. I think it would be a terrible, terrible display of presidential power, and it would be a terrible, terrible sign of the times. In other words, there are certain things within our system that have proven to be really part of what it is to be fundamentally American. And the First Amendment is not to be messed with. So my natural instinct is to take the side of CNN and the press, regardless of who the president is and what the... My main purpose in being in the marketplace of ideas is the First Amendment and freedom of the press, mm-hmm. freedom of the media. And this is worth, after the break, you and I talking about further.
We'll do that. 21 after the hour. By the way, listener Matthew Johnson says the reason eggs are used is it's a fertility symbol, the eggs for Easter.
Oh.
All right. Fix that right up. 21 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change. Half the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, actually, with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. The continuation of the focus on freedom of the press. There are a couple of different amendments that have come into play here. I wasn't saying that I approved of the thought that, Trump would do it. I was just saying that Trump, I could see Trump doing it, pulling a stunt like that. Just close the door and lock it. Don't let him in.
Well, he started that by taking away the guy's press credentials for his questions. Mm-hmm. You see, if somebody comes and disrupts the place physically, then, of course, you know, we're dealing with the decorum, we're dealing with the rights of other reporters, we're dealing with it. But Acosta was just guilty, if he's guilty at all, of being really, really pushy, really, really make Trump uncomfortable. And Trump needs to learn how to deal with these kinds of situations without just bringing out a hammer and hitting a guy over the head. What Trump doesn't get, in a way maybe he does get it, but he doesn't use it right, is that he is individually the most concentrated unit of power in the world, or at least in our world, and that there's a thing called symmetry when you're in battle, that if one army or one player is so much stronger than the other, there has to be some type of an equalizing factor, or it seems unfair, and it goes against public relations. This is in warfare. This is in everything. If your response is not suitable to the attack that you're facing, you wind up being guilty. And Trump doesn't seem to realize that he is so powerful that he has to learn a certain level of diplomacy in dealing with people that tick him off. And he doesn't get that. And that's what this is really about. He could have handled Acosta better. But he responds at the press conferences not only shutting people down, but insulting them on a level that is not fitting the President of the United States at a press conference. You should see press conferences and these type of encounters in other countries like England and other Western countries.
Wow.
I'm not talking about. They're wild. The American press, if anything, is too deferential to power. I think it's crazy. These people are dangerous, and the press is there to keep them in check.
Well, but do they do it in a fair and square way? The press is there to keep them in check. According to whom? Whose values does the press represent? Is everybody there in the press room?
If you start to take the side, if you start to sympathize with the people in power over the reporters, you're heading down a real bad slippery slope. I'm telling you.
I'm asking the question.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say you, I mean the general you.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
In the short term, oh yeah, Costa was being rude, or oh yeah, he wouldn't see the floor.
You know, he's out for himself.
But to say, I don't like your questions, I don't like your conduct, your pass is revoked. To bring into the game that the president can get rid of you if he doesn't like your questions. Is the key to the issue, not whether Acosta was too aggressive or
do you think he actually thinks consciously about his decisions like that? Do you think Trump actually goes through a thought process, or it's just, okay, run, next?
I think he goes through the wrong thought. I think he's very thought out. I think he's extremely thought out, and it's the wrong thought process for a president. It's a great thought process for a mob boss. It's a great thought process for a mogul. But it's a bad thought process for the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com, along with a list of the stories and the people every week. It's 28 past the hour on the...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia's crown prince ordered the assassination of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi inside a Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That's reportedly the CIA's conclusion. Washington Post reporter Shane Harris tells CNN.
This was a brazen attack, as we all know, and has been well documented. But the intelligence ultimately was collected by the United States and also by other governments, including Turkey, and is forming this full picture that we're seeing now.
A senior U.S. official says the conclusion is partially based
based on a recording provided by the Turkish government. Saying she can't win the Georgia governor's race, Democrat Stacey Abrams is ending her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams announcing she'll continue to fight for the voting rights of all Georgians as a private citizen.
I announced the launch of Fair Fight Georgia, an operation that will pursue accountability in Georgia's elections and integrity in the process of maintaining our voting rolls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Your access is always granted here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here reviewing the hot stories. Every once in a while, we get off of the beaten path just a little bit. And because I think that this may make it into the top 10 next week, depending what happens, this is over the weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th of November. People will listen to this program. And it appears that Julian Assange may have found a banana to slip on, or a banana peel. Apparently the Department of Justice is trying to get him. I guess my question would be, why, after all this time, what is so what? Why do we spend all this time and money? Do you ever think about that when you write your check to the IRS, Michael? What are they going to do? How are they going to waste my money? And in my mind, this is the kind of thing. And I think we could go through a couple of different things in the story column today of money being wasted. I think that that whole business of the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation, going on for months and months and months and months, complete waste of money. I don't want my money being spent that way, but we don't have the ability to stop how people decide to use our money. In this case, what do you think about Julian Assange and whether or not he ought to be brought back here to trying to extradite him?
Well, I don't know the answer to the question, but I do know because I'm not totally sure of the legal issues involved in what he did. But if the government believes that somebody was engaged in espionage or treason or revealing information that would help the enemies of the country, I can understand why it would mount a never-ending effort to bring that person to justice and to get them. I don't know whether or not we can have a legal system. I'm talking now generally. I'm not talking specifically about the merits of Assange's case. But I don't know if we could have a system where, all right, the guy's got away. Let's not waste any money on it. What's a bank robbery from 3 years ago? Let's close the case. I don't know if it works that way. And that's basically what you're suggesting.
I'm saying after
subjective.
A while, I don't know that he was all, what he did was all that serious. In my own view, it's kind of like the woman who was a man, she was charged with leaking stuff to Snowden that he made public. I forget what her name is. They let her out of jail recently. What the heck was her name? Not important. Manning, that's it, right. Yeah. So I maintain, and I still maintain about Snowden, that he did us a favor, that we needed to know the stuff, and it just embarrassed a lot of people, and they can use the muscle of the government to go chase him around. I don't know whether that's true with Assange, because the charges against him have been so confusing. You know, did he rape a girl? What are they going after?
Perhaps that should come out in court. But as long as he is a subject of an investigation and he's been indicted or found to be suspicious, of some type of a high treason crime of espionage, I think that they certainly should follow through. Then I think he should get a fair trial, and it should all come out. Whether that'll happen or not is another issue. But, it's all part of, are we a nation or are we not? And how do we handle secrets in the digital age? What do we do with a WikiLeaks? Where is that boundary?
That constitutes news, doesn't it? What he did, doesn't that constitute news and the public has a right to know? You were talking about the First Amendment earlier.
I think it does. I think these are issues of the First Amendment in the digital era. And I've told you many times that I believe that one of the biggest problems facing society going forward in this era is the loss of privacy. Even the government can't maintain privacy. Even the government can't maintain that thing called top secret. We can't maintain our borders and we can't maintain our secrets. This is a broader issue than just reacting to it with force. This is something that requires some deep thinking and reevaluation of how we go forward in this new era, because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. This is not going to change. It's going to get more and more profound how little privacy anybody has, from you and me to the President of the United States to our government secrets to the systems that can easily be hacked, and the constant battle for cyber information between nations, between companies. This is the major issue of our time, with dirty water and the fact that the average person is on the verge of a nervous breakdown because of the stress of never getting away from work.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. And it's because of social media, in part or in full, the technology of the devices and the social media, that's part of the connective tissue.
Yes.
Excuse me, of our society. Now, so let's go one step further. The number 7 item on the story list this week at Talkers magazine, talkers.com, focuses on Facebook. Zuckerberg says, after reading the New York Times report that is the subject of the number 7 issue here, that he didn't know the connection with Soros and whether he bought time. And he says he only learned about it earlier in the week. But the woman who runs, is the COO of Facebook, said the report was simply untrue. Well, it appeared on Facebook. Fake news. What is it? What do we call that stuff? And the Republican PR firm that bought the space to do the job on George Soros. I mean, there's plenty of dirt on Soros. You can have your fun with him if you want to, but there we are, back again. What's news? What isn't? What's true?
Well, Facebook,
what can you buy?
Facebook is a behemoth. Facebook is a giant, you know, it's King Kong. It's a monster. It's set loose on the city. It has all kinds of wonderful aspects to it, but it's dangerous as hell. It's unregulated. It's unaccountable. It operates in mystery. It has its own culture. Most of its customers are addicted to it. Mm-hmm. And it is part of that dangerous syndrome I've been talking about the loss of privacy and the vulnerability to be manipulated psychologically and informationally.
Vulnerability. What a great word that is.
We're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And we trade.
But we make our choices. Didn't we choose to be vulnerable?
We choose to be vulnerable based upon the fact that the conveniences of modern society will be denied to us if we don't make ourselves vulnerable.
Right.
We will no longer be able to function in this society if we don't hand over a certain amount of individuality and protection. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything about today's society is trusting people that you don't know, and everything else about our society is you can't trust anybody because there seems to be no universally accepted principles and ethics anymore. So yeah, we're all vulnerable, and all this business about, you know, well, take this and do that and whatever to protect your identity and da-da, it can't do anything to protect your identity anymore. That is like, you know, putting your finger in the hole of the dam. It's just not possible. We're all vulnerable. We're exposed. We're videotaped. We're recorded. We're surveyed, and we do it willingly because the conveniences that come with playing the games of our lives, whether it's business or personal, in this new society, we can't live without it. This is a major turning point in the history of the human race. And that's what's really going on right now.
That's pretty profound.
I believe it. I believe
it. I know
it.
You do.
We're rewiring our nervous system. And if you rewire our nervous system, back to a word you said before, you said connectivity, the connective tissue. We're going from being connected to being entangled. We're not even connected. We are merging into one pulsating hive of consciousness and in each other's face, in each other's brains, in each other's lives on a level that you can't escape. And we've never faced that before in recorded human history.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's very true. All of what you said, I would agree with. In a moment, we'll address the number 5 person on the people list. My bet, well, I'm not sure I'll make a bet out of this, but I'm going to suggest that perhaps next week, instead of Nancy Pelosi being in that list of the top 10 people being discussed, it could be Marcia Fudge. We'll tell you why and talk about it in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug and Michael, with a focus now about how important it is for you to get proper nutrition every single day. Expensive buying all those organic fruits and vegetables, right? You want to do the right thing. You want to follow your doctor's orders or instructions or suggestions to eat all those fruits and vegetables every day. But you probably don't because you probably can't. It's so easy now. Along comes Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which delivers on the promise of giving you not only 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, but 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every single capsule and every teaspoon of the powder that comes. If you decide to get it in a powdered form or in the capsule, you get it. You do great things to enhance your immune system. This time of year, that's so important. All year long, it's important, but more now because of the colds and the flu. You want to have a strong immune system, and you get it by putting all of these great fruits and vegetables that are organic. No pollution, no bad stuff, no animal byproducts, nothing, no additives of any kind. It's all pure organic fruit and vegetables in Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which you get by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You'll get you'll not only get the capsules, but you'll also get the powdered probiotics that you take with them in your smoothie or however you put this stuff into your body. Fabulous things Check out all of the nutritional products. Order Texas Superfood Complete Organic at texassuperfood.com/Doug.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 20 years ago, the first drug to treat erectile dysfunction was approved by the FDA, with about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction. That was good news for a common problem. But
before we even talk about medications, we should first talk about lifestyle changes.
Why? Because if there is a blood flow problem to the penis, Dr. Tobias Kohler says there is likely a blood flow problem to the heart.
The blood vessels that feed the penis are about 2 millimeters in diameter, and the blood vessels in the heart are about 4 millimeters in diameter. So whenever you have problems with blood flow to areas, the penis will act first because the vessels are smaller.
And one of the best ways to combat both is to exercise and eat healthy.
If you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you have a slimmer waistline, your penis will be better.
And your heart as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Countdown of the people in the focus of conversation for the week of November 12th to the 16th. Thanks to the folks doing the research. At number 10, Stan Lee. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi occupies the number 5 spot, for this week anyway. Robert Mueller, number 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson battling it out in Florida for the Senate. It's the Senate seat there. And that's number 3. Jim Acosta and the CNN suit, number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump, always number 1. It's one of those things, usually the president's number 1, but with Trump you can almost be assured that he'll be in the number 1 position. So that's the list of the top people as a result of the work, the fabulous work done by all the staffers checking out News Talk Radio programs and hosts at Talkers Magazine. All right, so Nancy Pelosi, Michael, is number 5 this week on the people list.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that Marsha Fudge may replace her on the list because she may replace her, in fact, for House Speaker. There is a lot of unrest around Nancy Pelosi and whether or not she gets to be the Speaker of the House. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. What do you think?
I think that you're right. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. I personally don't care.
Okay. Right, so then let's talk about...
in other words, I don't have a horse in that race.
I
follow it.
Okay.
If it's Fudge, it'll be Fudge. If it's Pelosi, it's Pelosi. Either way, the world will keep spinning and we'll move on.
MH interview at mhinterview.com this week. You interview one of the most interesting characters
that's
been on the radio for a long time, John Melendez. So if people don't know that name, please help us understand who John Melendez is.
He was Stuttering John for 15 years with Howard Stern, the guy that went out and asked celebrities very embarrassing personal questions about bodily functions and all kinds of things.
Does he really stutter?
He is a stutterer. Then he wound up getting a job as the announcer and a writer on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He did that for 10 years. He didn't stutter when he announced because it's tonight on the Tonight Show with Jay. It's a performance that goes through a different circuit in the brain than just talking.
Right. Right.
And now he has a book out, and he does different. It's an interesting guy. It's mhinterview.com. Stuttering John is my guest, and yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. But I think you get to, who doesn't remember the days when he was on the street for Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah.
What's their relationship now?
Bad relationships.
Really?
Won't let him in. He says very bad things about Stern in the interview. He says very bad things about Leno. Yeah, it's good gossip. Check it out.
Huh. All right, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, this week's Talk Radio Top 10. And now we have the pleasure of having Professor, yes, the esteemed Professor. Professor, remember Professor Rich Corey? Do you remember him?
Irwin Corey. The world's foremost expert.
Right.
He was wonderful.
Oh, he was fabulous. Absolutely great stuff. All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman is just like Professor Corey. He's got his tails on, ready to work, ready to go. The recounts in Florida. How can this fiasco be legal? I was talking earlier about, I've been going back and forth to Palm Beach County pretty much all of my adult life, started in the 60s. I remember working there in the 80s. I remember voting there over several periods of time. The mess that they have now has been a mess there for decades. And it's the same people who are the culprits. How in the hell do they get away with this, legally or any other way?
You know, frankly, I'm a little bit baffled myself because there's nothing new about the kind of problems that they're having. And then you have in the recounts, a couple of counties just not even recounting, just submitting the same data. I truly am baffled because you would think the public would demand it. You would think there would be some lawsuits, even for an old kind of lawsuit that you never even hear anymore, which is a writ of mandamus. You would love this, Doug, because what it is, it's a complaint that any citizen can make for a public servant to do their job. And there's no excuse for the kind of irregularities that have and vulnerabilities that continue to go on in, as you say, often the same parts of Florida.
It's Palm Beach County and Broward County.
Broward.
Those
yeah.
two counties. Yeah.
Continually. I mean, someone there has got to have, you know, to go back to Wizard of Oz, a little bit of a brain.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
A little bit of a brain. That's the underscore. Okay. Let's get to the situation with the New York Times and George Soros story from Facebook. Does he sue? Can he sue Facebook? What's the, are they trying to run and hide? Or what happens under the claims that were in the claim is from the New York Times article, in case you haven't heard it, that some Republican operative paid to dump on Soros. I think that's, if you get to the bottom line, that's it, right?
Yeah, essentially. Well, you know, whether they're right or not, you go back to the seminal case, which is New York Times versus Sullivan, and this had to do. It came out of the civil rights era, in which the New York Times actually was even an advertisement to raise money for Dr. Martin Luther King, and there were some minor irregularities in mentioning about some horrible things being done by some of the police in Alabama, and one individual wasn't even by name, but he was a city councilman, sued, and with a home court got a huge judgment against the Times for that mistake under defamation. The Supreme Court of Alabama upheld it, but then it went to the United States Supreme Court, and they changed the law unanimously and said, we need a free press, we certainly need it now, and that the media, the press, will only be held responsible if they purposely lie or have a reckless disregard for the truth, and those standards are high to meet. So we'll see what happens, if there will be a suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, everybody's favorite punching bag, Mr. Avenatti, gets himself into the slammer. Here's a guy who is, he reminds me of a few politicians I know. You never want to get in the way of him if there's a camera around, because he'll knock you over. So he gets his just desserts, some people think. So what happened? What did he get arrested for, and what happens now to a guy like this?
He got arrested for domestic abuse, and this is he's out on bail. He claims that this is all set up. I mean, who knows at this,
by whom?
At this point. Anything is possible, but if indeed he is found to be guilty of domestic abuse, he also will be found in the public's eye to have been lying to them, and I think it could probably be the end of his career. On the other hand, if he can show that these were, no puns intended, trumped-up charges, he would be in even a stronger position. So we shall see.
Yeah. And the wildfires in California, legal suits against PG&E, for not doing what they were told to do on any number of occasions. Last year's fire, this year's fire, the state of California, because they refused to clean up the old brush that is the fuel for the fire. What do we do about that?
They'll have to find a true causation and causability and link in there, and that's the only way they'll be successful.
Michael, Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.